This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today in Capitalism is Weird, man. We bring you the quarterly earnings report of the original rideshare company. Obviously, it's much more now. But this morning, Uber said it posted an operating profit last quarter of $326 million. And I hear you out there. What is so weird, Kai, about Uber actually making money from its businesses? Well, this was the first time that Uber's been profitable since... since ever. Uber was founded in 2009 and until today had never been in the operational black. How does that happen? Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Uber became a verb before it became profitable. Arun Sundararajan at NYU Stern School of Business says that was partly by choice.
The company is pursuing growth over profitability.
The strategy of growing your customer base before making money is tried and true in tech. Think Amazon. But Sundararajan says Uber basically couldn't have picked a better time to ask investors to be patient. The company was launched in 2009 when interest rates were ultra low.
When interest rates are low, money is looking for other investment opportunities that might generate a higher return.
Big investors said, well, safe investments like treasury bonds aren't making me much. Maybe I'll just wait and see on Uber. And in the meantime, Uber riders benefited.
You have to think of it a little bit like that old, you know, BMG Records model where, you know, your first rides were like eight for a penny. And then after that, you're in for $20 a ride, right? And so that's certainly real. And it's a marketing cost.
Sarah Kunst is a venture capitalist who runs Clio Capital. She says nowadays, with higher interest rates, investors are less likely to wait. But it does depend on the company. Even while Uber was losing money, investors knew its core business had wormed its way into our everyday lives.
When you perform a function that it's really hard to imagine life without, then it becomes a little bit easier to say, I'm going to keep investing in this company.
When a tech company becomes a verb, it might only be a matter of time before it's a money machine. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
You know what I can't imagine life without? The Marketplace Morning Report. Every day, David Brancaccio and the gang that get out of bed real early to get you all the economic news you need to start your day. Check it out.